Last year, Ohio employers started paying more in federal unemployment taxes because the state still owes a huge debt to the feds. Ohio was among 14 states that had to borrow money from the federal government to pay jobless benefits when its unemployment compensation fund went broke during the recession. Ohio is second only to California in the money it owes. And while those increased taxes have gone back to the feds, there is no plan in place to repay the remaining $1.4 billion. Ohio AFL-CIO President Tim Berge says he was concerned when he heard about a new committee that House Speaker Bill Batchelder was forming to talk about the unemployment compensation debt. Berge says he fears Republican lawmakers will talk only about the taxes businesses are paying and how to reduce them, which he says can only mean cutting benefits.
And that's just wrong. It's wrong. It's an insult to laid-off workers, and it's an inappropriate way to deal with matters of jobs and the economy and unemployment.
Berge wrote to Batchelder, asking him to urge Governor John Kasich to appoint members to the state's Unemployment Compensation Advisory Council to deal with the issue. That council, which was created in 2000, hasn't met since Kasich took office. Berge had been on that council, along with Ohio Chamber of Commerce President Andy Durrell.
The problem has just kind of sat there, in part because one political party doesn't want to talk about slashing benefits, and another political party doesn't want to talk about raising employer taxes. And those are the two things that you have to do to solve the problem.
Durrell says before the recession, the council that he and Berge both sat on made recommendations for an increase in business taxes and a reduction in worker benefits to back up the fund. But the General Assembly didn't go along. Durrell says the situation now has not reached a crisis, but he's concerned that it will, since business taxes go up every year that the debt remains unpaid. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.